Hey everybody, how you doing? My name is Sanjeev Vivani. I am here to bring you real estate property management and construction news in an easy to digest format that'll help you invest over the long term and learn more about the markets. And today we're going to be talking about multifamily real estate. So multifamily, which historically has kind of been an industry darling because you have, good cash flow, you have multiple tenants which will offset any vacancy problems that you might have. And then you also have, the amount of supply and the ability to kind of go small or go large, right? And so that has been really great for real estate investors over the long term. Now, what we've seen in the past kind of 18 months or so is that you're starting to see the values come down. And why is that, right? So the cap rates are starting to increase. Increase being that this cap rates that you would see before, let's say we're at 5% are now 6, 7, 8%, right? And so what that does is as the cap rate goes up, that means that the investor is requiring a higher return to be able to purchase that property. But if you have the same amount of income, then the price of that property is going to come down, right? And so that's essentially what you're seeing on that side. On the other side, you're also seeing it because of the interest rates, right? Interest rates are going up. And so in order to break even on a property, you have to be able to, basically purchase the property at the proper price, which is going to be lower than it was previously because that payment now has essentially, let's say, doubled from what it was previously, at some of the lows. So now you're starting to see, okay, well, people can't really pay what they were paying previously for these properties. And so we're seeing a reversion kind of back to where those properties were previously. Now, the other thing is you're also looking at new construction. So with new construction, you get offset quite a bit because especially in an area like this in the Central Valley, where there historically hasn't been a lot of new inventory coming online, you're now starting to see these properties coming online. And what that's doing is that's taking from some of these older properties, these smaller properties, and they're moving over to these nicer, newer properties that have more amenities. And so you're essentially creating a little bit of a vacancy issue just in the shuffling right there. But then also, if we are short on units, which everyone, has said historically, although our vacancy rate is increasing, then essentially what's going to happen is you're going to start to see people kind of disperse across into these different types of properties. And you're going to start to see that those vacancies are going to creep up for the newer properties, especially, or excuse me, the older properties, especially if the newer properties are, starting to offer these incentives to move into their property, right? And so that's something that could be really interesting as far as looking at how we got here as far as real estate is concerned, multifamily real estate is concerned. And so essentially what you have to look at is, well, why am I still buying real estate, right? And so the answer there is kind of a little bit mixed, right? Because the thought process is most people want to buy real estate for the cash flow, right? So I want to buy this asset because, excuse me, this asset because I'm going to collect that income. That income is going to go towards a mortgage, which I have leverage. And so that leverage is going to be paying off for me without me having to pay it off, right? Now, on top of that, what you're starting to see is that if you have cash flow, then you take that cash flow and that's something that comes into you. So over time, I mean, really, that's not the only way to invest in multifamily real estate or any kind of investment real estate, right? Because there are many factors that go into investing in real estate. So, for example, you want to look at rents, right? So, we want to look at whether rents will grow or rents will decline, right? And so, historically, essentially, we've seen that rents have increased, and especially since COVID, right? That's been a big thing as far as rents increasing. And so now there's caps and there's rent control and there's all of this kind of stuff to be able to try to make sure that the landlord is not able to increase the rents in a significant way to, basically make it harder for people to be able to live. Now, the difference there is that if you're in a place that has a low inventory for the amount of people that are there, and so I think about, San Francisco, for example, then obviously you have to have things in place to be able to keep people in their apartments, right? But if you move to a place more like the Central Valley where there's just abundant land and we can build more units if we need to, then I think that you have a problem if you're blanketing that everybody is going to have to, keep within X threshold, right? Because the San Francisco market is very different than the Bakersfield market, right? And so we have to think about this as we're going through and we're regulating these kinds of things for our investors and our multifamily people. And then obviously for our tenants, right? Because obviously we don't want to have tenants just out there on the street. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, right? That's how investors make money, is putting people in property. So whether we think rents will grow. So rents, basically, if you have enough inventory, rents essentially will stay stagnant, right? Because you can always just move to another property that has a little bit lower rent, which will leave this property with higher rent with vacancy, and they will have to adjust, right? And so that's the market kind of working. Now, the other thing though is, if again you go back to the San Francisco example, you're high on demand, you're low on supply, that's going to increase rents over time, right? And so the thing is looking as an investor, well, are rents going to increase over time? Because that today may not be a great investment, but we don't buy real estate for today. We buy real estate for a long-term investment. And so 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now, are those rents going to increase? And are we going to get a significant increase in income that way to be able to, make this a good investment for us? The other thing that we're looking at is expenses, right? So not only do you have to make more money to have a good investment, but you want to bring your expenses down to have a good investment, right? And now, especially since COVID again, we're looking at labor increases, materials increases, right? And so those prices, although they have started to come down, have not made it back to a point where essentially expenses are what would be considered falling, right? And so that to me is another factor, because I think that if you have these kind of higher expenses, then it's going to cost the developer more to be able to make that unit, right? Which means that they're going to charge more to either rent or sell that unit, right? And so because of that, then where do you think that expense goes, right? If the developer is having to, or the owner is having to pay more to purchase and take care of that unit, then obviously they're going to have to charge more to have somebody in that unit, right? And so that goes against the affordability, which if you're a tenant, that's what you're looking at, right? Now, if you're looking at it from a developer or owner side, you're saying, well, my expenses aren't falling, and so that technically isn't really a good tailwind for my investment. Then you look at interest rates. So everybody right now is thinking, okay, well, interest rates are going to start coming back down. We're starting to tame this inflation. And so over time, we're going to see these little cuts of interest rates, and that's going to really be able to bring the market back, because now that 8% rate is going to turn into a 6% rate, which means that more people can afford to go out and purchase investment properties, and though they can afford to pay a little bit more for those investment properties because the cost of their capital is actually coming down, right? And so that becomes very important when you're investing as well. Cap rates as well. So now, actually going back to interest rates for a second, so the way that you can benefit from that is by saying, okay, well, today this investment may not look so good because I have an 8% interest rate on this mortgage. However, in the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years, do I believe that interest rates are going to go back down and I can refinance this property to drop my payment and then increase the amount of return that I have? So now you can doubly take care of your investment by looking at rent growth and saying, okay, well, my income will go up over time, and looking at interest rate, basically interest rates or expenses falling, and saying, okay, well, now I've increased my income, I can refinance, I can bring my payments down, so my expenses down, and I have a larger in the middle here, which is going to be your profit. And so then you also look at cap rates. So right now, because of interest rates being so high, cap rates are being pushed up too. Because what essentially that means is, if you're coming in and you're going to buy a property in cash, you need to be able to get a decent return on that property, because A, you're paying in cash, and B, your other option would be to leverage and go and get this property, right? And so you need to be able to offset if you were to have to leverage with that property, right? And so because of that, now you're looking at, okay, well, if cap rates are high, and I think over the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years that cap rates are going to go down, then people will pay me more for this property, right? So now we've gone through, well, income we think will increase, expenses we think will decrease, and people will pay me more over the long term for this property as well. And so that essentially is what you're looking at when you want to invest over the long term. And a lot of people now are saying, okay, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. But I think the biggest thing is, just like any kind of index fund, you want to dollar cost average in, right? And so as you start to have the funds, you want to start looking and purchasing, because at that point you can always resize the payments and things like that when you move forward. Now, the biggest thing is to not purchase improperly just because you have the cash to be able to pay, but you want to still purchase this property at a good price that gives you a, reasonable return, because that essentially will start you on the path to being able to increase those rents, will start you on the path to having the property already when the interest rates decrease. So you just refinance instead of having to compete with other buyers to be able to purchase when the interest rates are lower. So that essentially is how you can, be helped in investing for these properties moving forward. And we'll bring you more content like this. If you liked it, please leave a comment below. If you didn't like it, please leave a comment below and let us know what you think that we could be doing better. We want to be bringing you value. And thank you for watching, and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.